Usually when a business loses money, we, expect some catastrophic event, like a massive lawsuit or a warehouse fire.
Right, or a sudden market collapse.
Exactly. But today, welcome to the deep dive, because we're unpacking a much quieter threat. We're looking at why project-based businesses just bleed money without realizing it until it's, well, far too late.
Yeah, and to figure out how this actually happens, we're using some really fascinating insights straight from the Maya product website.
Right, specifically looking at this concept they call the 30-day blind spot. So, okay, let's unpack this, because they use it this incredibly powerful analogy for it.
Oh, it's such a great analogy.
Yeah, pointing out that checking your project costs via a monthly credit card statement is, well, it's like reading the autopsy, not the patient's chart.
I mean, it is the absolute definition of too little, too late. So let's look at the behavioral psychology of that timeline, right? On day one of a typical job, a carpenter goes to a hardware store and they buy, say, $340 in lumber for the Johnson job. They swipe the company card, and then that crumpled receipt just it vanishes into a pocket.
Or like a truck console. It's the absolute black hole of construction receipts.
Exactly. So fast forward to day 30 or even beyond that, when that credit card statement finally arrives and actually gets reviewed,
Right.
by this point, the Johnson job is completely closed.
The materials are installed, the labor is already paid out.
Yeah. And the margin didn't blow up all at once. It just sort of bled out in these unnoticed $50 or $200 increments.
Like an extra trip for screws here.
Right.
Or a slightly more expensive plumbing fixture there.
Yeah.
Diagnosing a $50 bleed on a closed job, that doesn't actually solve the core problem, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And the Maya product website makes a great point here. Managing by statement is like waiting for the post-game box score to coach a game.
Right, you just can't call a timeout when everyone's already gone home. But I mean, I hear real-time tracking, and I immediately think of guys covered in drywall dust trying to log into some clunky app,
Oh, absolutely.
memorizing 12-digit job codes while trying to balance on a ladder. I mean, nobody in the field has time for a second job. If the software creates friction, the crew just won't use it.
And that friction is exactly why most real-time systems fail in the field. But the behavioral mechanic Maya for QuickBook relies on isn't about forcing a new cumbersome process.
Okay, so what is it doing instead?
Well, it's about bypassing the friction entirely by leaning into existing habits. Your crew already knows how to text,
Right,
right?
everybody texts.
So instead of the wallet becoming a holding cell for receipts, the phone becomes the immediate point of entry.
Oh,
They just
no.
snap a photo and text it to a dedicated Maya number.
So the goal is zero friction. You're eliminating the administrative hurdle by using an action they already do like 50 times a day.
Yeah, let's look at how that alters the timeline. Say it's Tuesday, 9:1 few a.m. at Home Depot. The carpenter texts us a picture of the receipt. By 9:15 a.m., literally 1 minute later, it's sitting as a draft expense in QuickBooks.
Wait, really? 1 minute.
Yes, with the vendor, the amount, and the date captured automatically.
That's crazy.
So if materials hit 60% of your estimate while framing is still happening, you catch that on day three, not day 30.
So you actually have time to pivot or talk to the client or issue a change order.
Exactly. You're in control again.
Shifting from an end-of-month review to a real-time feed, it just completely changes how a business operates. I mean, a standard credit card statement is just a historical document telling you what you already lost.
Right. But Maya for QuickBook turns that exact same data into an operational tool. It basically becomes a steering wheel you can actually use to course correct while the project is still in motion.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you're running one of these crews or managing any kind of project-based work, the true cost of this blind spot isn't some dramatic failure.
No, it's much more subtle.
It's the silent drain. Quietly losing 10 to 15% on three separate jobs drains the exact amount of profit you would have made on a fourth job.
A job you never even got to take.
And all because of an information delay.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So here is a final thought to leave you with. If removing a simple information delay, like just digitizing a receipt at the point of sale, can save an entire project's profit, where else in your business or your life are you trying to steer by looking in the rearview mirror?